And welcome back. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, are prescription drugs getting through the FDA quicker these days? New ones?
Like, yeah, it seems like. It seems like there's a big push. They're making it sound like it's a really good thing, like they're pushing, getting the drugs out faster and they're pumping them out. George, the profit margin on prescription drugs is ungodly. Do you know a bottle of prescription drugs that by the time the end user is using it, it costs maybe $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a bottle, cost pennies to make, pennies into $5,000. And the new biologics are even more insane. They can cost a patient up to $8,000 a month to do these fancy schmancy biologic drugs. The fact of the matter is nobody is sick because they don't have enough drugs in their system. But almost everybody who's sick in a chronic degenerative disease sense is deficient in the mighty 90 essential nutrients. It's as simple as that. And on top of that, when you take a drug, your body has to clear that drug out as if you just drank arsenic or as if you just ingested hemlock or some other kind of poison. All the poison control chemistry in your liver kicks in, and you got to utilize your vitamin C and vitamin E and magnesium and copper and all of these detoxification minerals that most people don't have, which ultimately means that you're going to suffer from the same disease, likely the same disease that you took the drug to help mask the symptoms of.
Do you think you should go to your doctor yearly for a blood chemistry check?
No. It's a good idea to stay in touch with the medical model in terms of, like you say, on a regular basis. I don't know necessarily if it's yearly, but on a regular basis to see how you're doing. But you can go by your symptoms. You don't necessarily have to do that. And also, George, I had a friend who was in the hospital this past week, and I spent some time with her in the emergency room. And I'm going to tell you something. The folks who work in the hospitals, the ERs, the docs and the ER technicians and the nurses and the nurses' aides, they are the most beautiful people. They're like saints. They're like angels. And what the medical model can do...
They're dedicated.
They're the most beautiful people, George. I was so proud to be a healthcare professional watching them. And because the care and the love and the attention and the service that these people provide is over the top. So while we talk about doctors, the medical model sometimes, and it may sound like I don't like the doctors, it's not like that. It's the paradigm. It's the model that says that you can do what you want in your life and just take a drug and you'll be better off for it. I'm telling you this as somebody who studied medicine now for over 40 years. You cannot take a drug or a medicine and expect to be better off for it, with the exception of in the very, very short term or in an emergency kind of setting.
Like an antibiotic.
Something like that, or maybe even a pain pill. But in the long term, or if you have some kind of hypertensive crisis, in the long term, for chronic degenerative diseases, which make up about 80% of our healthcare challenges and costs and attention, there is not a single drug that you can take that will change that will make you better, that will heal the condition, and that will not have a price, a long-term price that you have to pay. And it seems so tragic to me when we have these alternatives, these nutritional alternatives and lifestyle strategies that we can all employ that will make us better, that will literally cure disease, but I don't even like cure, reverse disease, that will literally reverse disease, and it's the way God intended it. God didn't intend pharmacy. God didn't intend drugs, but there's abundant plants that are filled with nutrients and phytonutrients and plant chemicals that can restore the body back to health in a way that no drug could even dream it could be. I have this saying I tell people, and they made a T-shirt out of it, nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. When prednisone goes to bed at night, George, it dreams it was vitamin C.
Huh.
That's its fantasy, is that it would be a nutrient. They aspire, drugs
they
aspire
wish
to be a nutrient. They wish they could be a nutrient. It has all these wonderful benefits with no side effects or no toxicity and no cost to the body.
Back to the calls. Wild card line, Mark in Baltimore. Welcome to the show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Oh, thank you, George. Boy, that's a tremendous lead-in right there. I got to thank you very much, Dr. Ben Fuchs, for saying that. I take nutraceuticals, for example. I have a comment and a question. I'm 63, and I like to say I don't look a day over 23. I'm 5'8", I weigh 120. I've never broken a bone in my body, never had a disease before. I'm very blessed, and I'm very lucky. I take a healthy brain and heart pack once a day, and it keeps me good. I take notes every time you are on I take notes. I also take notes when Mr. Wallach is on there, because the service that you provide is invaluable. It's priceless. My question is this, Mr. Fuchs. You know what they say about wine, you know, a glass of wine a day. I don't smoke, I don't drink, but I do drink a glass of wine. I'm Jewish, and I drink a glass of wine, you know, every now and then. They say that it's heart healthy. Can you tell me something about
Mark, keep on keeping on. You do you. You're doing great, buddy. I wouldn't.
He's on a great program, isn't he?
He's got a great program. He's got a great attitude. He's got a great voice. He's healthy. He's strong. George, you keep doing you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. However, I will tell you, wine has got some interesting benefits to it. There's some really interesting nutritional value, powerful antioxidants. Alcohol is not the greatest thing, but if you're going to drink alcohol, wine's probably the way to go, and a glass of wine is definitely not going to hurt you. It might even be beneficial for you.
What do they call the ingredient in
wine? Resveratrol, is that what you're thinking?
That's it.
Yeah, resveratrol. That's a powerful, powerful nutrient. But that, you know, sometimes nutrients get a lot of press, because there are manufacturers, there's companies that are specifically dealing with that nutrient, but plants are loaded with molecules that help us adapt to life. They don't get inserted into biochemistry necessarily, these molecules like resveratrol, but they help protect the cells from the stresses of life, from excess acid or from excess sugar or from toxicity, and these molecules are everywhere in nature. There's zillions of them. They call them, George, adaptogens. And just like the name sounds, they're designed to help cells, which are the living entities in the body, adapt to things. It's so cool. This is what plants do for us. Nature, that's what I was saying earlier. The divine force, God, nature, whatever you want to call it, has put the most incredible medicine on the planet here for us. And we're not indulging in it, we're not enjoying it, we're not taking advantage of it, and instead we turn to this pharmacopoeia, the drugs, the chemistry, that is got, it's like a pale imitation. It can't even touch what a phytonutrient can do, except in potency and intensity.
Next up, Joe, Long Island, New York. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Ben. I want to ask about a couple of supplements, maybe a comment if there's time.
Sure.
But basically, there was a sale at the health food store I go to on, it's spelled S-A-M-E, but pronounced Sammy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that familiar with that. Oh. I did get it. They say it helps with neurotransmitters and things like that, and for people that have osteoarthritis. But also, arginine, I know weightlifters take that. Would you recommend that for distance joggers as well, and also natokinase?
Okay.
You know, I wanted to just get a thumbnail on that.
Absolutely.
And also, one weird thing I just heard was that the baboons sleep in trees, and supposedly it's to keep away from predators, or they sleep on cliffs. And I'm wondering how that could be. You know, that seems a little bit strange.
Why they don't roll over and fall off, huh?
I don't know how that last question got. I know about Sammy and arginine and natokinase, but I don't know a lot about baboons, although I like baboons.
Arginine's good for nitric oxide.
Oh, man, arginine is a true superstar. I mean, it's really hard to talk about arginine without just being blown away if you're a biochemist, because it does so many different things. Arginine, I call arginine super amino acid. Here's the thing about amino acids. Amino acids are exactly the same as fats and carbohydrates. Check this out, George. Fats and carbohydrates are the basic building block of everything. Carbohydrates become fats, and then a molecule of nitrogen gets stuck on the carbohydrate to turn it into an amino acid. So it's the nitrogen. Nitrogen is such a powerful element. You know, they have nitrogen-fixing bacteria that the farmers have to promote, because you can't make protein without nitrogen.
That's
nitrogen
right.
Is the key element of protein. Remember, you ever see those old movies, those old westerns where they were creating roads and highways and blowing out mountains in order to get the road?
With the TNT, yeah.
Exactly. What is TNT? TNT is nail polish remover with nitrogen. It's called trinitrotoluene. It has a nitrogen attached to this molecule. It's a nail polish.
You light it and it blows up.
Nitrogen's
right?
Explosive. Nitroglycerin, right, is just plain old glycerin, which is just a generic kind of fatty molecule, with a nitrogen attached to it. In other words, you stick a nitrogen on something and it becomes magical. Well, arginine, I call it super amino acid, has four nitrogens. Most amino acids have one, some have two, a couple have three. Arginine has four of them. That makes it super powerful for building things, for anabolism. The gentleman, Joe, was talking about it for bodybuilders. Yes, weightlifters use it. It's great for your heart. It's great for making, like you say, nitric oxide, which is a very powerful molecule, molecule of the year in 1990, won a Nobel Prize for it, for the discovery of it. It's important for the heart, for inflammation, for anti-inflammation, for healing. And then on top of all that, arginine is important for blood sugar control and for erectile dysfunction and circulatory types of issues. I use arginine in skincare. Why? Arginine is like a major treatment for burns and for broken skin and for traumatized skin. You can use it topically, you can put it on, or you can make sure you're ingesting it, and everybody should be ingesting it every day, in my humble opinion, especially as we get older. And then SAMe's not in the same league as the other two. Nattokinase is another one. SAMe's important for methylation. I don't know if you have you heard of this thing called methylation, but it's getting a lot of press now.
What is that?
Methylation is activation of certain genes and activation of certain vitamins and certain molecules. It's an activating element, and some people don't methylate as well, so they don't activate things as well. So you can methylate, and SAMe stands for S. Well, I don't even. It's complicated. I don't want to get all biochemistry wonky on you, but it's a methylating agent. But you know what? This is so cool, George. The ultimate enzymes from longevity have a molecule in there called betaine. Have you heard of this? Betaine HCl?
I have not.
It's a molecule in the ultimate enzymes, and it's a methylator, and it's a great methylator. So on top of everything else, as what I was talking about earlier, you take supplements. Not only do you not get side effects, you get beneficial effects. So you take your ultimate enzymes for digestion. It's great digestive aid, by the way. And on top of that, you get a version of SAMe, betaine HCl. Then nattokinase is real interesting. That's in the nightly essence. That's a blood thinner, a natural blood thinner. So for folks who are dealing with dirty blood, which is behind, like I was telling you about blood sugar, one of the major reasons why messed up blood sugar is such a problem is because it makes the blood sticky. When the blood becomes sticky, it doesn't deliver oxygen as well, doesn't deliver nutrients. Nattokinase is a natural roto-rooter for your blood. Cleans out dirty blood. And it's in the nightly essence from longevity.
Next up, John, Reading, Pennsylvania. Go for it, John.
Hi, George. Hi, Pharmacist Ben.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, John.
My wife is 44 years old, and her OBGYN is saying she's going through menopause, which I'm kind of suspicious of because she's kind of early for that. But the reason I'm calling ties into that is for the past, like, 5 or 6 months, she has a yeast infection called Candida glabrata, which they said is a very rare form of candidiasis, and she can't get rid of it. And she can't take, I think, the Diflucan is what it's called, because she has autoimmune disease, and she takes Plaquenil for the autoimmune disease. So we're kind of, like, you know, between a rock and a hard place treating this. She just went to a urologist today, and they want to do a scope up to her bladder to make sure the yeast infection didn't spread to her bladder, and that's where we're at now. But I was calling to see if you can recommend anything naturally that can get rid of Candida.
100%. First of all, the problem, the early menopause, it does happen. 44 is early for sure, and it does happen, but I would venture to say it has to do with the autoimmune disease, and very likely the Plaquenil as well might be contributing to it, and the Plaquenil and the autoimmune disease are probably affecting the yeast. Yeast is incredibly difficult to get rid of. Fungus, which yeast are, like mushrooms and yeast, these are part of the fungal kingdom, they reproduce with spores, and the spores are incredibly hard, and it's very difficult to get through those spores. So the drugs that they give you for fungal infection are powerful, powerful drugs, and they don't even like to use them because they're so powerful, and they don't even work that well. So yeast infections are very hard to get at directly. And that's not, in fact, I would say it's next to impossible to get at directly. However, what you can do, autoimmune diseases, you know, if you go to the medical paradigm, the medical model says, oh, there's no cure for autoimmune disease, and we don't know what causes them. I'm going to tell you right now what causes an autoimmune disease, okay? It's toxicity that gets into the bloodstream through a leaky gut. You've heard of this thing, leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah.
Right? Guaranteed. Let me tell you something, John, right? Let me tell you something, John. I'm going to tell you something like I'm psychic, but I'm not psychic. I'm just a pharmacist. your wife has had digestive problems for a long time, correct?
Go ahead, Ben.
Is he there?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ben.
Okay. So I'm telling you, your wife has had digestive conditions for a long time. Am I correct, John?
Go ahead. He's not there.
Oh, he's not there. I'm sorry. Okay. What happens when you have a leaky gut is toxicity gets into the bloodstream. It initiates an immune reaction in the bloodstream. That immune reaction gets tucked away in the soft tissues, and it in turn causes an immune reaction against itself, and that's what an autoimmune disease is. And everybody who has an autoimmune disease will know, everybody's listening, and there's 30 million people who have autoimmune diseases in this country, everybody knows they have digestive issues. And you'll also know that if you stop eating for a couple days, which is very difficult to do, if you fast, your symptoms start to subside. There's a gal named Terry Walls, an MD, who had multiple sclerosis, which is one of the most hideous of the autoimmune diseases. They're all hideous.
They're all bad.
What's that?
They're all bad.
They're all bad. Yeah, they're all bad. But multiple sclerosis is heartbreaking. You see people in wheelchairs in their 40s, and they're very short lives. She cured herself of, whatever you want to say, of multiple sclerosis by, guess what, eliminating gluten and other foods like gluten, which are notorious for stimulating autoimmune reactions. She wrote a whole book about it called The Walls Protocol. And I highly recommend anybody with an autoimmune disease read it, W-A-H-L-S. But if you understand biochemistry, you don't need to have proof, or you don't need to have studies, or you don't need to have somebody write a book. It's just logical. When you stop eating specific foods that are initiating immune reactions and you patch up the leaky gut, and there's lots of ways to do that. And by the way, leaky gut and something called SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, are epidemic. They are so common. It's unbelievable. It's estimated that almost 80 or 90% of people who have chronic health challenges also have leaky gut and SIBO, which I've been talking about for decades. So for John, patch up the gut. Lay off of problem foods. Get on the nightly essence from Youngevity. Use the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Focus on digestive health. It will address the yeast. It will address the autoimmune problem, and it very well could help her reduce her dose of Plaquenil, a very toxic drug, or even possibly eliminate it.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call again for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. When you hear people email you or call you, what generally do they want to know?
How to get better. People are so frustrated. The health challenges that people deal with, aside from being heartbreaking, are so frustrating for people because they don't know what to do. We don't get educated on these things. We should be learning these things in elementary school, how the body works. George, we can program our computers. We can program our home appliances, but we can't program our bodies. We don't know what our pancreas is, what our pancreas does. I call it low PQ. PQ is physical intelligence, like IQ is intellectual intelligence and EQ is emotional intelligence. I came up with something I call PQ, which is physical intelligence.
Ben, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and take final calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie here with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And Ben, we've got a text or tweet from Tom. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Ben Rodney from Washington State wants to know if it's true that sweet potato fries are a healthier choice than regular French fries. That's what he says.
French fries are one of the worst foods a human being can eat. They're on the top 10, top 10 list.
Oh, but they taste great, Ben.
You know what, George? If they didn't have oil and they didn't have salt, nobody would eat them.
But he's asking about sweet potato fries.
It's a little better because you get some nutritional value, but little better. Not much if it's deep fried. Deep fried anything. The horrors of a deep fried food to the human body are hard to describe. Anything deep fried is absolutely hideous for the body.
Kills the arteries, doesn't it?
Everything. The damage you do to your body when you eat potato chips, French fries, you know, deep fried, whatever. They have deep fried Twinkies now, George, deep fried Snickers
Jeez.
Bars. You know, we have an obsession with fat. The reason we have an obsession with fat, like you said, it tastes delicious. I guarantee you, George, if somebody has enough fat in their body and enough salt in their body, they won't want any French fries. Here's an experiment for you. And by the way, salt water first thing in the morning will give you energy. And salt water is anti-stress. It helps neutralize stress. It replaces the nutrients that are lost by stress. The Celtic sea salt or or Himalayan salt. This is the reason why Beyond Tang Tangerine, by the way, is so great. But if you just drink salt water the first thing in the morning, what you'll notice is that first sip of that salt water, George, or if you're under stress or if you're exercised, the first sip of salt water will be one of the most delicious things you ever tasted. You think you're drinking the most best beverage you ever had, and then gradually it'll be less and less delicious as your body meets its salt needs. But once you have enough salt, George, salty food's not going to taste good to you. You can have French fries put in front of you, or potato chips, or all these salty foods we crave, and you're not going to want any salt. The problem with a low-salt diet is it makes you crave salt,
right,
of all things.
Right.
So French fries and potato chips and these kinds of foods, sweet potatoes are maybe slightly better. The reason we crave them so much is because we love fat and we love salt. But if you give your body the ultimate EFAs, you're not going to want fat anymore. You're not going to want fried fats anymore. You give your body the minerals from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Rebound FX or the mineral toddy, you're not going to want the salt anymore. That's the way you naturally get your body off of the fatty foods and the salty foods. And if you want to get off the sweet foods, eat more protein. When we start replacing the things our body really wants, we're not going to be wanting the stuff that they're feeding us because we think we want them.
Ben, let's take final calls here. Let's go to Robert in New York on the wild card line. Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Robert.
Thank you, George and Ben. And I, on that, everything you've said is right on target. And I just want to, first of all, ask Ben to extend my best wishes to Doc Wallach, who I had the pleasure of having dinner with. And the first thing he did is ask the chef at the Engadi's restaurant, What's the French fries oil? And he said, you can't have any French fries, but you can replace it with a glass of red wine.
And that's good. Doc likes a little red wine. That's true.
I remember very well with Dr. Daniels was with us at the time as well. And so, and also, I hope that I can get a few of these points through. I'll try to make it as quick as possible. And Dr. Batman Gelgi wrote the book, Your Body Thirsts for Water.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe you'd have some comments on that. And also, if you have any suggestion, and I've met Dr. Manton Galgi as well as, and also for Robert Kennedy Jr., knew him actually when I was a teenager. I was working on his father's campaign, and he has this throat ailment and the throat disease where it sounds very gravelly.
Yeah.
And he did have a minor surgery with a Japanese doctor, which improved it, he says, from what it used to be, even worse. Now, do you have any suggestions that might be able to help him so that he can express himself a little better? And another issue would be the eggs. I would suggest pasteurized, not pasteurized eggs, but pasture eggs, like out in the field. And when you pasteurize milk, you bend the proteins. And frankly, when you pasteurize and homogenize milk, it's no longer technically milk. It's pretty much white paint. So that's dangerous. But fresh, real, grass-fed, cold goat's milk is what I was raised on, and I have extraordinarily strong bones off the charts on the computer. So that being said, I'd like to hear your comments on them. Thank you both for giving me a chance to express these things. And I know that Aunt Maya, George's aunt, always comes up with brilliant questions, and she's a wonderful co-host for you there, George. Anyway,
What was the first question? I didn't catch the first question.
About the water.
About the
from the book,
yeah,
the body thirst for
water.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, all right, great. Thanks so much for your call. That's an awesome call. Is he gone? I wonder what he did for RFK. That's really interesting.
You've heard his voice, haven't you?
Oh no, I know about RFK's voice, but he said he worked on RFK Senior's
campaign. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
A long time ago.
So three questions. First of all, the book is a classic, and anybody who's just even remotely interested in health and nutrition should have this book as a reference. And he has a few books now, and also it's in multiple editions. Your Body's Many Cries for Water is the first one, and it is a classic. And it's packed with information about water. It's an awesome book. Highly recommend it. The second thing was about the RFK. RFK suffers from a nervous condition. It's a spasm. Spasms, a couple things that can cause that. What I would tell RFK is, and Doc Long, I'm sure, would appreciate this, is look for some kind of toxins getting in through the leaky gut into the bloodstream, like gluten. That's one thing that he might want to think about.
You think so?
It's a possibility. The second thing is nerve conduction is a function largely of the activity of the B vitamins. So the B vitamins are very important, and also the essential fatty acids are important. So I'd be putting them on the Ultimate EFAs, and I'd be giving them Beyond Tangy Tangerine. In fact, if this gentleman wants to send an email, I'll send RFK some BTT and some Ultimate EFAs on me, and he can try them. So that's how I would be dealing with his condition. Look for leaky gut. Look for toxins getting in, including gluten, inflammatory stuff in the intestine. I'd ask him about his digestive system, and then the B vitamins and the Ultimate EFA, and maybe the Synaptive as well, because it's kind of a nervous condition, spasming.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is about the grass-fed eggs and grass.
Not everybody has that luxury, Ben.
Which luxury is that?
Of getting them off the farm.
Ah, getting them off the farm. Yeah, I know. Did you grow up on a farm, George?
I did not.
Yeah. So I know Doc did. Grass-fed dairy definitely has some advantages. And grass is amazing, George. Grass is powerful nutrition, but that nutrition's locked up. And so humans can't eat grass.
If it's fertilized, right?
Well, I'm talking about just green grass, the stuff cows eat.
Yeah, but you still have to fertilize it.
No, nature fertilizes that. I don't know much about agriculture, but I think nature just fertilizes itself.
Well, I'm not sure about
it. Can't say I know, but I can tell you this. Grass is powerful nutrition, but it's locked up. And it depends on animals called ruminants that have a digestive system that can release the nutrients from the grass. But when you drink the milk of the ruminants that have processed this grass, you can take advantage of a lot of powerful nutrients that are in grass. Grass is like a solar antenna. Think about it. It's all over the earth, right? And it attracts the sun. It's trapped sunlight. And grass contains molecules that are derived from sunlight that are released by these cows and goats and sheep and camels, animals that they call them ruminants, and the milk is very, very powerful. However, this smart caller, you got the smartest callers, George.
Oh, they're the best.
Right. And so Robert, what he was saying was when you pasteurize these molecules or these foods, you contort the molecules, you change the molecules, and instead of having a powerful source of nutrition, you got a powerful source of toxicity. And so the way we drink milk, unfortunately, ain't a good thing. And milk does not do a body good if it comes from the grocery store, if it's pasteurized. But from the farm, there's definitely nutritional value to it.
Next up, we're going to Monica in Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. I have two questions. First, more importantly, is my niece has a lot of fibroids, which causes her periods to be about 17 to 18 days long. And so she's becoming anemic because she's losing so much blood. But she had a sonogram that showed one cyst and a lot of fibroids, and so much so that it was kind of blocking the view of the doctor. So what can she do about this?
A lot.
How can she get this condition reversed?
She can change her life in a couple of months. 3 months, maybe 2 to 3 months, she could change her life. What she's dealing with is a problem with the hormone estrogen, and this is not uncommon.
Too much?
Too much of the wrong kind of estrogen. Estrogen is broken down into various forms, and it's important that it gets eliminated out of the body. When you have digestive problems, especially intestinal problems, something called, I mentioned this earlier, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or any kind of messed up intestine. I guarantee you she's got an intestinal problem, by the way. And she probably knows it. When you correct the digestive problem, you'll change her life. And when you balance the estrogen, you'll change her life. And not only will you change her life, but you will save her from horrible health challenges down the road. Do you know, George, 90% of patients who have autoimmune diseases, thyroid diseases, depression, fibromyalgia are women. Women suffer from inflammatory chronic diseases far 10 times more than men do because they're dealing with toxic estrogen. Getting your estrogen in balance is critical for a woman because while fibroids are not fun and endometriosis and heavy short periods and all the things that are going on, down the road you're looking at cancers and cancers of the reproductive system and cancers of the breast and horrible things down the road. And it's all simple to change. You work on the blood sugar, you work on the digestive system, and you balance the estrogen. You get her on the sweeties, stat right away. Get her on the Sweeties product, and all the blood, healthy blood sugar pack, in fact. That'll have the ultimate EFAs. Essential fatty acids are nature's natural estrogen. And so they will help rebalance her estrogen. Then have her eating lots of cruciferous vegetables. Your favorite, George, broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
Now, Tommy loves the broccoli.
Broccoli is freaking awesome. That is the most medicinal of all the veggies. All the cruciferous veggies balance out. They purify the estrogen system. They help estrogen detoxification. And so working on your blood sugar, working on your estrogen with the ultimate EFAs, and working on the intestine with probiotics. You know, there's a complex of bacteria that live in the intestine called the estrobilome. And you're going to start hearing more and more about the estrobilome in the coming years.
Are they good guys?
They're good guys that help you process estrogen. And as we eat more sugar and we throw off the gut bacteria and drink antibiotic-laden water and food and fish, all the estrobilome dies off, and we end up with estrogen issues as well as digestive issues. You can have a correct your digestive system using all the digestive support, ultimate enzymes and nightly essence. Have her work on her blood sugar. Make sure she's using the ultimate EFAs. Guaranteed, if she does everything, probably eliminate problem foods is a good addition. Guaranteed, in 2 or 3 months, she'll be a new woman.
Can you believe it? The next time you and I talk will probably be September.
No, don't say that, George. Oh, my God.
Where's the year going?
This is not right.
Way too fast. Way too fast.
It's crazy. You know what? If you're unhealthy, don't waste any time because it goes by fast. Take action today. Call Critical Health News. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Do it today. Time goes by so quickly, George.
Let me give out that number to anybody who missed anything. Monica, if you missed his advice for your friend, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that and look for those numbers. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us every 6 weeks. Doc Wallach will be here in 3 weeks, and then Ben will be after that. Ben, what are you working on these days?
Well, you know, my skincare. I opened up a skincare pharmacy about a year ago, and it's going great.
Out in Colorado?
Yeah, in Colorado. Truth RX Dermatology Pharmacy. And then I have my skincare company, and longevity keeps me busy. I'll be in Dallas in September. But actually, even before I'm on the program, I'll be doing a talk in Dallas. So if you're interested and you live in the Texas or Dallas area, call Critical Health News. They'll tell you all about it.
Is it going to be on the website? Jonty's got it there.
It'll be on the website for sure.
Well, we've got a minute left, and I want you to know we truly appreciate everything you and Doc do for our listeners.
Thank you, George. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You need to write a book.
I'm writing one.
Are you really?
Yeah, but don't hold your breath.
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called Your Health Matters.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the name. That's the working title.
Do you go by Benjamin at all?
Yeah, Pharmacist Ben. Yeah, I go by Benjamin Knight Fuchs in my skincare, but I go by Pharmacist Ben. Most people know me as Pharmacist Ben. In fact, if you Google Pharmacist Ben, you'll get a million things.
Really?
Oh, my God. You'll get all page after. You'll be sick of me. Page after page after page after page.
Nobody's sick of you, my friend.
Thank you, George.
Do a great job. You take care of yourself.
God bless you. You're doing a great job as well. God bless you.
Stay healthy.
Thank you. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And again, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. And that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, psychic John Russell joins us as we talk about his latest work, 20 Ways to Increase Your Psychic Abilities on Coast to Coast AM.